Now, listen to this man Solomon. Therefore, he says, I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Now, as we've said before, vanity here means that which is empty, meaningless, purposeless. He said, granted that I do all of this, what have you done? Take Thomas A. Edison. Thomas A. Edison, oh, how he worked in the laboratory and how many things he developed, especially electric light bulb, the Victrola, all of these recording instruments, they go back to Thomas A. Edison, a man that was a genius. But you know, he died just like anybody else. He never found out anything, never really knew anything. And what good did it do him, after all? This man says, I hated life. My life became an awful bore. And that's what it is for a great many people today. Because the work that's wrought under the sun, he says, it's grievous unto me. It became a great ordeal. We think of Thomas A. Edison again in the laboratory working day and night. That's not accurate. He couldn't sleep. He had insomnia of the worst kind. He had a little bed in his laboratory. You can see it down in Fort Myers, Florida. And if you're ever down there, you ought to go by there and take that trip. It's very much worthwhile of going through the Edison home and the laboratory that he had there. And this man would just work a few hours at a time, day and night, purposeless, really. Oh, the things he tried to do that never did work out. Actually, you don't get the impression that there was a great thrill going on in his life. I take it that Thomas A. Edison found life very boring. I think you get that impression down there. Now listen to Solomon here in verse 18. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. I got to go off and leave all of this someday. Have you ever stopped to think about that? What good's it going to do you? And a great many people today wonder about leaving what they have. Worked all their lives to accumulate a little and then go off and maybe leave it to some godless relative, or leave it to some godless son or daughter. And a great many say, well, I'm going to leave it to a Christian organization. Have you ever stopped to think how many of those Christian organizations have become apostate and they've departed from teaching the Word of God? Did you know that Mr. Harvard, who founded Harvard University, was a fundamentalist just as much as you are, and he left his money to propagate the fundamental faith? My friend, you wouldn't find fundamental faith in 10 yards of Harvard today. The interesting thing is that it's departed from the faith. And what he left came to naught. In fact, it's used for the very opposite. And a great many people today leave money to so-called fundamental organizations. How do you know that it will be carried on? And may I put in a plug, if you don't mind? We face that problem. And the point was, I didn't want to work hard and build up a radio program, then go off and turn it over to some fellow that would come along and say, well, you know, McGee was very much behind, and we want to bring the program up to date, and we want to make it relevant to the time, and then start contradicting the things that I've taught. And we went back and have put a clause in the Constitution that this program operates under, so that this program has to use my tapes long after I'm gone. And as long as there's money to carry on the program, you'll have to listen to my voice. But you're going to be sure one thing, you're going to hear the Word of God taught best I know how to teach it. And that's the thing I was concerned about. And so today, you can be sure of one place you can leave your money. And if you're in agreement with what we preach and teach, that's going to continue. It has to continue. This place would go out of business, but it has to be used for this and for nothing else. May I say to you today, friends, this is a problem that a great many people face, and Solomon faced that. and then read his story. That son of his that divided the kingdom. It was divided under him. He was responsible for it, and how tragic it was.